Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, and Dorian Tina in this morning to give us an update on, of course, the upcoming events, whether it's the cooking extravaganza and the Interstate Farm and Home Show, and maybe a few other things going on around the area. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Charlie.
Thanks.
You know, one of the things that we really enjoy is at the radio stations being out and be amongst the people, mm-hmm. and doing special events where we can really engage with people as well. You know, it seems like a lot of times we're just doing the talking, but we like to really get to see the faces behind the scenes there where we can, you know, go and really, you know, talk to people face to face, one on one, and get to know people. And so we do have a couple events coming up where we look forward to doing that. And the first one that we want to talk about is the Interstate Farm and Home Show. We get to partner with our sister stations in Kansas and put on this event that has turned out to be really a regional event, Interstate Farm and Home Show. It really has brought together a lot of people from the Oklahoma area as well as Kansas area to come together and display the best of the best, a lot of the things that they have that they want people to see and get to know and all. So
business doesn't stop at state lines.
No, it doesn't. People cross back and forth all the time. And so this is just a great event that we can bring people all together and get together and do it. And we hope people mark their calendars for it. March 1st and 2nd will be the event. It's a free show and free parking, so come and just enjoy visiting with people, seeing the latest goodies, chance to win prizes, a lot of neat things.
It is a neat thing. Like you said, it's all free, and by then we're definitely thinking spring and want to get outside. And of course, it's an indoor and outdoor show. Much of it is inside Coffeyville Community College, but the parking lot's full too.
Exactly. We've done this now a couple years at Nellis Hall there at Coffeyville Community College. They have great facilities, and so it works out really well with their double gym that we have, that we can have both gyms with vendors in it, as well as, you say, the outside vendors as well. And so people just have a chance to peruse it and see. And Tina's been working really hard with getting it all organized, and so we appreciate all the salespeople who are visiting with the businesses. If there are businesses out there who still want to participate, it's not too late. There's a size package for everybody, from the little business that's, you know, just wants to be involved in a small way and don't have a lot of a budget, but they want to be able to see a lot of people and make a lot of contacts. We have a package for you. And then we have our major presenting sponsors as well, so that do larger packages, larger booths, and also get involved a lot more with the advertising and interviews and things like that too. So so we have a package for you, from small businesses, whether you're even a home business, you know, services to products, whatever it might be, you know, we've got a space for you.
And it's important, like you said, to get out in front of the 3,000 or more people that are there over the weekend, face-to-face contact, shake their hand, actually mm-hmm. make that touch connection, literally, mm-hmm. figuratively, both, with the opportunity to put something in the customer's hand and answer their questions back and mm-hmm. forth while you're going
on. You know, you might say, oh, I'm busy and giving up a weekend, but actually it's a Friday afternoon and Saturday mm-hmm. Is what it is. And so it's really worth your time and effort to try and make it come. And if you don't have a business, if you just come on out and join us too. It's fun to just be one of the general public who peruse things and have a chance to win. We're going to have two $500 cash winners, one each day. And so come by and register each day for those, as well as all the booths. You know, they have a lot of prize drawings as well, because they want to have a chance to one-on-one talk to you too. And that's a good way to do it.
It is. Get a little incentive to stop by and say hi and get your name dropped in the basket for their door prize. And along the way, you get to look and see what's on their table and ask a question or actually touch the merchandise.
Mm-hmm. Tina, who are some of our presenting sponsors, the people who are really making it happen for us too?
I like the fact that it's very diverse. We have all kinds of different things. We have a Bartlett Co-op is one of our title sponsors, and they have all kinds. They don't just have fertilizer and feed. They have all kinds of different products that you can. I know for the auction we had that Taser flashlight that I wanted, but I got beat out on that one. But that's okay. I can always head over there and get it myself. So
and Bartlett has many locations too.
Yes, they do.
Throughout the whole listening areas for both stations as well. We say both stations. KRIG is kind of our lead station out of Bartlesville here for it, and then KGGF is our lead station out of Coffeyville that put it together.
Yeah, the folks from GoBob always have some neat stuff out there too.
They do. They have fun outdoor displays. They do. And some of the stuff, to be honest with you, I have no clue what it's for. What it just looks interesting to me. So what does that do? And okay, that makes life easier. I see.
I'm going to say, if you're in that business, you know what it does, and you know the quality, and you say, I think I need one of those.
One of those, yeah, exactly.
Well, we have anything from lawnmowers, from sandbaggers, golf and turf out of Independence to, you know, we have banks. We have Welch State Bank and Cooperative Credit Union. They're on hand to answer any of your questions. Advanced Body Scan is coming again out of Tulsa. Lucas Metalworks is one of our lead sponsors, as well as Quality Motors and Quality Toyota in Independence.
Everybody needs a new car sooner or later.
Everybody does. And they have a lot of really nice cars. They have, well, they have one I have my eye on. So anyway, we also have Romans Motor Company as well, and Romans Outdoor Power. So we have all kinds of tractors, and I mean, we have anything from a bale feeder to Mary Kay makeup. So, I mean, there's something for everybody. There's all kinds of things for your home. And we also have puppies. We're going to have Corgi Bell's puppies coming. So I'm super excited about that. And if you can't find me, that's where I'm going to be.
Right around the puppies.
I've yeah, nowhere, that's where I'm going
to
be.
Nowhere to find Tina. Okay.
And
that's right.
Charlie, I've got a place for you that you need to peruse. And I kind of spent a little bit too much money there last year. It's the Usborne Books Group. Usborne Books, you know, are just fabulous children's books.
They
and
are.
And so anyway, she usually brings a nice display. You know, you can purchase them right from her display, and great for the grandkids.
I have my 3-year-old granddaughter Palmer has a routine: read 2 books before she goes to bed, and so I get the opportunity to read 2 books, and then she, unlike her father, actually goes to bed.
There's not one more, Grandpa.
So, well, Charlie, you'll just have to get a few more to take with you so you'll have some new books, because sometimes the same books over and over and over again.
It's nice to have the book memorized, but it's nice to have a new one, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of partial to Jericho Tile and Carpet and Stone Outfitters. You know, I come from there, so I love them folks over there. But they had a really spectacular booth last year. If you missed it, definitely get over there in that East Gym and check them out. It was absolutely beautiful. Well, so their setup was very nice.
And, of course, everybody around the area knows what you get from Jericho. They always have great stuff, great product and service.
If it goes on the floor, it's there. They have carpet and tile and vinyl and sheet vinyl and anyway.
Yeah.
If it goes on the floor, you can find it there.
No, we're talking about the Interstate.
And on the wall.
We're talking about the Interstate Farm and Home Show coming up on March 1st and 2nd at Nellis Hall in Coffeyville, and we will continue with some more information, and we may ask you to send in a recipe before we're done. More on the way on Community Connection on 1400 K1.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing a Community Connection on 1400 K1, Tina and Dorian to help me preview some of the businesses and events. And, of course, you can get the first tickets for the cooking extravaganza when you're at the farm show.
March 1st will be the day that the cooking extravaganza here in Bartlesville that go on sale, and so we'll have them there in Coffeyville to get your first tickets at it. We'll have VIP tickets as well as the regular admission tickets, so I think the VIP tickets are going to go fast this year. We've got some special things that can't disclose yet, so stay tuned, but it should be a really neat thing for our VIPs.
I mean, it's always a neat thing, but we'll see what is special in store when it's ready to.
Exactly, yeah. But now is the time to get your recipes in for the cookbook. And so Tina's been collecting those. She's working hard on the cookbook. It looks fabulous.
Well, we need more. We need more entrees. We need more desserts. We need more salads and soups.
I do need more desserts. I need dips and appetizers. I need to fill in some of those spaces. So if you want to send it to me, Tina@BartlesvilleRadio.com, or you can drop it by the station, or you can click.
Put it in the mail.
Yeah, you can put it in the mail if you want. You can submit it off of our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. There is a little click on the side there that says submit your recipes. You can do it that way as well. So a lot of easy steps for you. It's not complicated. I mean, you can snap a picture and email it to me. That's fine, too.
Okay. So. We want the stuff that you enjoy making, or the stuff that you always get compliments for.
Exactly. Yeah, those good homemade recipes. They can't beat it. So, but yeah, but no, one thing that's kind of nice about the date of the Interstate Farm and Home Show, too, it's spring. You know, people are starting to think to spring, get out, and the farmers are looking toward, you know, what they're going to be doing out in the fields. But
we
also
will be playing spring training baseball for 3 days.
So right. Yeah. So, so spring, you know, we'll have a nursery. The Green Acres will be there, and also Janelle's Flower Shops. And so people can start to think about what they're going to do in their garden and get ready for spring at the show as well.
Always nice to plan those garden items. Larry Glass, of course, will be doing Green Country Gardener live from the show that morning. We'll also be doing Tech Talk from there starting at 7:30 Saturday morning, live from Coffeyville Community College.
And we'll have interviews throughout the 2 days, too, of different businesses that are involved. So it's kind of fun to get to visit with the people and hear them on the radio as well. So if you can't be there, you still can have a flavor of the fun that we're having. But we hope that you can take a little time that Monday or that Friday or Saturday, the 1st or 2nd, and join us, you know, at Nellis Hall.
And on some of the interviews, I jokingly say to the business, hey, well, you and I are both in Bartlesville 5 days a week, and we have to go to Coffeyville to talk on the radio.
Exactly. And they'll have interviews on KGGF as well, you know, throughout the show, and be doing things too. So you can switch back and forth and enjoy some of the flavor on there as well.
We'll also have the Visit Coffeyville booth. So, you know, if you're from here and you don't know a lot about Coffeyville, then you can stop by there. There is a lot of things to do in Coffeyville as far as historic goes. And this year we are celebrating the 150th anniversary of Coffeyville. And I don't know if anybody knows, but I am from Coffeyville. So I think that's great. Kansas celebrates its birthday today.
158.
And Coffeyville celebrates 150. So, you know, we've been around a while.
Yep, absolutely.
But and there will be a lot of Bartlesville businesses.
This is also
businesses.
The anniversary of the Baseball Hall of Fame, and Walter Johnson's plaque is there on the wall. I saw it.
Oh, yep. We do have him, too.
Yeah.
But there'll be a lot of Bartlesville businesses who are going to be there as well, because they know that a lot of the Kansas people come down here to shop, and people here, they'll want to be able to see as well, because we don't have a business and home show anymore in Bartlesville. So like Moxie on 2nd Street, you know, will be there. I'm trying to think who else was there are a few others that were going to, local ones are going to be there. Glen Security, I think, from here is going to be there.
Christy Stewart Tupperware will be there.
Right.
The Pampered Chef.
Sooner Carpet will be there, too. Sooner Carpet's another local business.
Typically,
check the list.
Yeah.
there are a lot of them that will be involved. And again, it's not too late to sign up. So if just give us a call here at the radio station, and we'll have one of our reps come out and visit with you about how you can be involved, too.
If you would like to check the complete listing of who all is going to be there, it is updated every day. When we get a contract, it goes on. It is interstatefarmandhomeshow.com, and you can click on the tab at the top that says participating vendor, and you can check the complete list there to see who you want to talk to. And if you come to the show and you didn't get the website of that vendor, you can always go back, and their websites are linked to that as well. So
okay, plenty of door prizes, so make the rounds and talk to every vendor and make sure that you get on the list. We have some door prizes typically that are there from the radio station as well.
Well, might even have a Cardinal ticket, Charlie.
It's possible.
It depends on if they're here yet or not. They should be here by then, so yeah.
Well, again, it's important to get signed up. If you are the decision maker for a business or somebody who is influencing the decision maker for a business, there is still room for large and small businesses to come up and be part of what's going on.
And, you know, you might say, but I'm just a one-person business. That's okay. Just one, you know, come on, set up your booth and visit with people.
Find a friend or family member or two to man it on Friday, and then spend some time there on Saturday.
Exactly. So it can work. The booths are, you know, professionally set up. You know, we've got the pipe and drape and everything, and it looks really nice in the two gyms that we have there, as well as then the outdoor booths. So there's a lot for everybody to come see and do.
Okay, it is the Interstate Farm and Home Show, again going on the 1st and 2nd of March at Nellis Hall on the Coffeyville Community College campus. Come up, be part of what's going on either as a sponsor, as a display participant, or just as a shopper, and come find what you can buy to make your life easier, better, more fun.
And then the other event that we talk about is our cooking extravaganza, and we're getting set up for that as well. We'll have the stage show that will have the celebrity chefs. That is April 2nd at the Bartlesville Community Center, and we'll have the stage show at 6:30. We'll have vendor booths for that as well in Community Hall starting at 5 o'clock. So if you, again, have a small business you'd like to be participating with us as a vendor, we're taking signups for that too. So join us.
Same phone number whether for either event, 918-336-1001. Ask for sales, or if you already have a sales professional that is servicing your business, then say, how do I get signed up?
And all of our friends, mark your calendars. Again, tickets will go on sale for the cooking extravaganza March 1st.
Thank you very much. Dory and Tina, and to talk about what's coming up for us a little later on down the calendar as we move on through a Tuesday morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1.
Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14.